Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and there's been a thread here on Audio Boo about talking about work, jobs, temporary jobs, and that sort of thing. And I thought I would just share a little bit of information with you regarding my own past work and current work and future projects. I don't know whether this is interesting or not, really. I mean, I left sixth form school early. I was sort of halfway through my A-levels when I left to join the army. And the reasons I left to join the army were complicated. It wasn't a career choice as such. I was quite excited by the prospect of joining, but it was a mistake in hindsight in many ways, although some of the experiences I learned whilst in the army are still with me. I think the main experience, or the main thing I took away from that process, was how to iron a shirt properly. Very, very strict on ironing in the army. But I left my A-levels halfway through to join the army, and whilst I didn't stay in the forces very long, it was an interesting experience, but it wasn't for me. And I came out of the army thinking, what am I going to do? And I quickly got a job working for a car radiator repair company. That job didn't last an awful long time. I had some issues with somebody that was working there, to such an extent that the person threw a knife at me. The issue was that one Christmas had come around, and I'd sent some Christmas cards, and I'd bought a box of generic Christmas cards, and I'd sent these to people, as you do when you're 17, 18 years of age. And I sent a card with a message. On the front of the card was a sort of Christian, if you like, message. It was sort of a Christian theme. And the person who received this card then started to, in effect, bully me, calling me a Bible basher and all this sort of thing. And the person involved was around about 22 years of age. I'd be about 18. And I used to ignore it as much as possible, taking it as the sort of banter that you get. You know, there's always this sort of thing going on in the workplace. Until one day, he threw a knife at me, which hit me in the leg. I was very distraught about this. I couldn't understand why he'd done it. And I think he'd done it in part jest. I don't understand the mentality behind it, but I left. I walked out there and then and went home. I was living with my mother at the time and explained to her what had happened. And not long after I'd gone home, the boss of the company I worked for came up to my house and was talking to me and I think trying to cover his own back, really. In those days, I didn't know enough about anything to make a claim or that sort of thing. But he was trying to persuade me to come back to work and would sort it out. And I did go back to the workplace, but it didn't resolve itself, and I left, and I had to go to the unemployment benefits office and explain why I'd left, and there was an investigation and that sort of thing. And that so my first experiences of work were not too good. I then went on to work for Butlins and Pontins for a couple of seasons, and that was a fantastic time for me as a young person of around about 18. These were really 18, 19, I think then, and these were really good times for me. I met a lot of people. My confidence levels boosted no end. I got in. There's downsides to it, I suppose, as a youngster. That's when I experimented with alcohol and a few drugs. Nothing too heavy, but there's a lot of that going on with the staff of these places. But it was a good time. It really was. And I don't look back at it with any regret. I didn't form any addictions or anything like that. And part of that process was living in a squat with other people down south, down the sort of Brighton area and those sort of places, Portsmouth. And after that period, and whilst I was working at the camps, I met a girl. We stayed together for about 18 months. And I then moved back to, well, I moved to Derby, which wasn't a million miles away from where I originally was from. And I moved back there really to be with this girl. I couldn't live with her. Her parents were a little bit sort of strict in the sense of sharing a bedroom and that sort of thing. And so I was, for a few nights, I was sleeping rough on Derby train station. I didn't want to go home, and there was a problem at home. The reason I'd left home in the first place, when I went into the army, was because of problems with my then stepfather. And when I did go back home after coming out of the army, it was for a brief period of time. And when I went to work for the camps at the Butlins and Pontins, I didn't go back home after that, and never went back home to live since. And so I was sleeping rough for a while, and I went down to a place. There was a rock club in Derby called the Rock House, and I would frequent that. And then one Friday night I was there, and I've been sleeping rough now for about two or three, 4 nights, and I not too long. And I went to the Rock House in Derby and met a guy called Mark. And he said I could stay with him at his place. He'd just split up with his girlfriend. So I stayed there and ultimately took the house over from him. He moved out and I took the rent on the house. And I ended up staying there for nearly 10 years. My girlfriend that I'd met at the camps and I'd split up. We lived in that house together for a period of time, but we split up. And it was there that I met my future wife, the mother of my two children. And I worked in various jobs. The first job I had whilst living there was working for a deep pan pizza company. The privileges of that job were you got a pizza for your lunch every day. And whilst that was wonderful, I did enjoy pizza. It's one of my favourite fast foods. It didn't help with the waistline. And I left that job to work for a window manufacturing company, which I stayed with for a number of years. And that was just situated 2 minutes from my house where I was living in Derby, so it was ideal, really. And I stayed there, learned my trade, learned to become a window fabricator, and I stayed there for a number of years. Well, we moved house and we moved from the area. I had my daughter was born, and it wasn't a suitable area. I didn't think at the time to bring up children. It was sort of a rough area of Derby, lots of crime, that sort of thing. And I didn't really want to bring up my daughter in that area, so we moved back into the area that I was sort of grew up in, which is in South Derbyshire. And when I got there, I did various jobs. I worked for a newspaper company for a while. And then I set up my own. Oh, I did some currying work, cycle currying work. I was a cycle courier for a while in Derby too. I tried to set up my own cycle courier business, and I had a lot of help and support from an organisation that helped people start up in those days. But unfortunately, I was sort of led down the wrong path. My advisor, unbeknownst to me at the time, had a son who was also trying to set up a cycle couriering business. And my advisor was constantly trying to tell me that it wouldn't work, my project wouldn't work. And whilst I was doing it for a while, I ultimately believed him. And so I gave up that. Then I gave up cycle currying, only to find out a few months later that his son had set up a business and was doing the same thing. So I think there's a conflict of interest there. I didn't pursue it. I didn't go down any channels to sort of pursue this and say, this is wrong. My advisor was advising me not to do something, basically so his son could do it and have no competition. I just got on with life and moved on. And when I moved back into South Derbyshire, away from Derby, I ultimately set up a business, a picture framing business, with my best friend. And we ran that for a number of years quite successfully. And I ended up selling out to him and putting those proceeds away. And then it was deciding what to do. During that time of the picture framing business, myself and my wife had split up. We were going through a divorce. It was a difficult time. And ultimately, it was the reason that I left the picture framing business. And my mind wasn't on it. I got out. And in hindsight, that was a lucky break. The business did go downhill after I left. And it was a sad time, really, because myself and my best friend, we sort of had a fallout. Nothing major, but it's never been right since. But that was many years ago. And since then, I've had a few jobs. My current situation is I'm working to pay the bills in construction building trade. It's not my forte. I've been there for around about 6, 7 months now. But on the top of that, I'm working for another company, an outdoor company, which I've and I'm building their social media. I'm working as their social media sort of consultant, if you like. and building their social media profiles. And that's something that I'm getting into more and more. And it's very difficult because the physical aspect of working on the construction site is such that I start work at 7:15 in the morning. I get home at 5 o'clock at night, and it's very physical and demanding physically, not mentally, but physically. And so I'm quite shattered when I get home. And by the time I've had a bath and settled down, all I really want to do is chill. But then I now have this opportunity with this company, and I'm working for them. And so that's given me some incentive to do what I really want to do. So it's a lucky break in that sense. So I'm having to work twice as hard in some aspects. And that's the area I really want to get into. It's part of my passion, which is hiking and walking in the outdoors. I'm working for a company now that does that is involved in baggage handling for people who are walking and hiking and cycling. And just started this project literally this month. And so I'm excited by that. I'm hoping to develop this field of work for myself, this idea of working with outdoor companies specifically, and helping them engage in social media. And we shall see how this goes. I'm going to put a lot of effort into this because I do want to build up that profile for myself. Downside of all this for me is that before I started working with in the construction business 6, 7 months ago, I was cycle couriering again. And it was fine. It gave me a lot of opportunities in the sense that it gave me the freedom of time because the work would finish by about 9 o'clock in the morning. I will be out for 2.5, 3 hours every morning doing this with cycle currying work. And then I would have the day to myself. So it would mean that I could go out hiking and do what I wanted to do. The money from the job wasn't brilliant. It was just enough to cover my needs. And ultimately, that's why I had to leave that job and find a regular work, no matter what it was, hence my working in the building trade. But it was only ever meant to be a stopgap. It's okay, it's fine. I shall continue working there until such a time as I can afford not to, by hopefully having other work coming in. So that's a brief history, if you like, of my working career. There's been other jobs in there that I've not mentioned. And I've yet to find, I suppose, my forte. I've never been a person who's known what I wanted to do work-wise out of life. I'm also a person that sees work as a necessity, or always seen work as a necessity, not as a joy, except in two or three areas of work that I've done, namely my cycle currying, my picture framing, and now getting into the social media side of work. Those are the three areas I've enjoyed through my time. I could say that I quite enjoyed the area when I was a window fabricator, simply because I was good at the job, good people working there, and it was a good environment to work in. Other jobs I've had have just been necessity. The job I'm doing now in the construction trade is just a necessity. It's not a job I enjoy. It's not a job I wake up looking forward to going to. But of course, we have to make our own opportunities sometimes, and they don't come easy. So the opportunities I have now in social media that are just developing are exciting for me. I do have plans. I plan on moving eventually, and so part of what I'm trying to build as a backbone of some work that I can do from anywhere, I'm not tied to a particular place to do it, is one of the reasons why I'm branching out into different areas of work, so that I can move and take that work, as it were, with me and build upon it in wherever I happen to end up living. But as I say, the downside is I have less time for walking. And for me, that's a problem. It's always a constant struggle between doing what I want to do and doing what I have to do. And trying to find the balance between that is difficult for all of us, I would imagine. If I do progress into this idea of working for outdoor companies in the social media field, that would be great because it means that I can engage both of my passions, really, a passion of hiking, outdoors, and social media. And that, as I say, is where I'm heading. So there's a little bit of history about me, about my work, about where I'm going, and what I'm hoping to do. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.